Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And welcome to the first ever annual X-Men draft.
Annual?
I don't know. This is our first ever X-Men draft, where we are going to choose our ideal X-Men teams. We have all prepped for this. We're all equally feeling very secure in how this works and everything.
Knowledgeable. I guess, just say it real quick, Alex is terrified.
I'm terrified!
And this is his idea. As soon as Alex was like, what if we had like a draft of like of superhero teams? And I was like,
how many Wolverines can I get?
I can't. That's literally, I thought you were going to do that. I was like, I can't believe I haven't thought of doing this. I love this idea so much. And Alex immediately was like, how does this work? Oh, no. I don't know anything about this.
Here's the thing. We've been doing this show for almost two decades at this point. I don't get nervous anymore. That's not a brag or anything. It's just the basic fact of like,
fact.
I trust you guys. I know what we're doing most of the time. I can feel my heart beating right now.
Like, I'm staring.
I've literally never done a draft in my life. I'm not a sports guy. Woo! I haven't done a fantasy draft. I haven't done fantasy teams or anything like that. I think I understand how this goes, but to be honest, I'm still not 100% sure. I'm nervous. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it over to our sports expert, Justin.
I think in this case, I could
help out as being like a comic book expert, if that sounds good to
you. Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, what's that like?
You call yourself a comic book expert?
So
do you have a beer, Pete?
No, that's Liquid Death.
Liquid Death.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Let's fast forward to the end. You know what I mean?
What we're doing here is a fantasy style draft of the best X-Men team, pulling from according to us. We're gonna have
individually.
We're gonna walk out of this with 3 6-person X-Men teams.
Can I interrupt now, or should I bring this up later? Okay,
we were
texting about this yesterday, and you're like, let's do 6 members. And I said, 6? Why 6? There's 5 members of the X-Men. And you texted back that you went back to the original X-Men team, which was Beast, Jean Grey, Cyclops, Iceman, and Angel, and then you threw Professor X on there. And my question to you, again, this is as a comic book expert, when you're doing a draft, do you draft the coach onto the team as well? Because otherwise, I don't know why you would include Professor X in this.
That's offensive in multiple ways. First off, yes, every fantasy football draft I do, Bill Belichick comes off the board first. Just kidding. Just kidding. I know. That's okay. No one will. Pete barely gets it, I think.
I got it. Come on.
He didn't react.
He used to start on the Giants, so you know what I mean?
Just don't like the Patriots, and neither do I. So what are we talking about?
Exactly.
Yes, I take your criticism, but I would argue Professor X is a major part of the team. He is the one who sets it in motion, and let's talk about just the X-Men teams in general. Every X-Men team has sort of one person or a couple people who are giving you the mission statement or sort of the philosophy of that X-Men team. The original X-Men, it was like, you know, gather to me, my mutants. Let's go out and we have to do these things to save.
Professor X's famous quote, gather to me, my mutants.
Well, he would say stuff like that.
When he said that in the movie, I lost my shit.
Because I would argue that Professor X is an integral part of the original X-Men team. Mm-hmm. And that all X-Men team after that have some version of that. Pete, this is part of it, and I told you we were going to talk about this stuff before we started. This is the homework part. Because you have, like, your teams later on, the team that Wolverine led. He was very much like Wolverine.
Can I ask real quick, Pete, why are you trying to get to the part where you're going to be angry? Like, there.
That's a good point, but I'm already angry. So I'm like, you know, I wanted something else to happen.
Well, Pete, what makes up a good X?
I hear what you're saying, and I think the most compelling argument argument you made is we can choose more X-Men because this is
already going to be. We can choose whoever we want. Let's go.
Asia yes, show. But yes, never mind. I was going to, the question I was going to ask is like, do we talk about our philosophy on the teams pivoting off of what you're saying, like how we're coming into this and thinking about it, or is that afterwards?
After.
No, we'll talk about our individual teams later, but I wanted to ask first, like, what does make up a good X-Men team? Just out of the gate, what do each of you think? Nice. Because there are hundreds of X-Men teams, and what differentiates an X-Men team from like an X-Force team? Like what?
Yeah.
So what makes
and
a good?
We
X-Men
should
team?
Also mention that when we're picking this stuff, we're going from anywhere, right? Like it's yeah. basically.
I'll do
we're
the
not
rules.
Talking,
I'll do the rules in a minute. I'll
you'll do the rules in a minute. Okay.
It's anyone that's ever been on the X-Men team in the comic books. Like you can.
Yes,
draft
but what's
that.
Your philosophy behind
a what good, makes a good X-Men team?
The X-Force. I'm going all knives, you know.
Don't give
all
your
aggression.
Philosophy yet. You're going to see. Also,
yeah,
you might get some knives taken.
We're talking about X-Men, a
you.
Franchise we're
don't take my knives.
Ostensibly familiar with, except Justin, who's our sports guy. So take it away, Pete.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying, let's
okay,
go
I
with
can
the
talk.
Over.
I can talk about this because this okay. was part of my nervousness going into this because I think, like, there are very specific things that make up a good X-Men team. And when I was trying to put this together, I'm looking at my spreadsheet that I have here. So
of course, Alex is like, I don't know how this works, but he has multiple spreadsheets.
I do. This was the only way
would
that I
Google
could possibly
how to make a good team.
How to team. Gather how me team? My X-Men, Google, is what I said. So team? Here's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about it two ways, right? Like, I was trying to break down, okay, what do you have are like, the basics of a six-person X-Men team? And then I also thought about, okay, what are the basics of, like, a D&D team when you're going out? Ooh. Like, and is there a way you could meld that together? So here's what I broke down, and at least one of these, you know exactly where I'm going to be going here, but I'm not going to say what it is yet since we're not at that point. But I think you got to have a leader, right? Like leader character, of course. A muscle. There's usually like two muscles, and that I brought that up, but like you got your fighter and kind of your archer, somebody who has melee and somebody who has range. You got to have like your rogue, your thief, but that can also be like the comic relief thing. You always have to have somebody in the middle of all the drama who's making the jokes. You got your tech person, your wizard, and you've got potentially like this one I was a little iffy about, but like you got your cleric. So you got your doctor on the team, somebody who's like, oh no, Wolverine's arm got blown off. What, how do we deal with that?
Wait 5 minutes.
That's
it'll
how I
back.
Broke it down. That's how I thought about it. And I think like the teams have stretched. There's been 10 person teams. There's been tighter teams of like four people, but I think at your base, you've got that. That's how I was coming at it at least.
That's great. And that's very meticulous and nothing less than I would expect from Alex Alvin in waters he doesn't know how to swim in. I think the prototypical team for me coming into this is like your X-Men Blue team from the famous relaunch in the 90s that Jim Lee was the artist on. And it was like all icons and sort of in that power breakdown that you're talking about.
Sorry, by the way, I just want to mention if anybody's just listening to the podcast and not watching us on video right now, Pete is so tuned out, he's just organizing his comics in the background.
Yeah. I just figured I'd use, sometimes I'm in the middle of a big organize in my life. So.
Oh, great. Wouldn't want to interrupt that. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah. And just saying that, like, that is, I feel like that's when I first was like, oh, wow, this is such a meticulous thing. When that team was formed, it felt very important. It felt like a statement. And the first time I was like, oh, it's not just a random assemblage of people who happen to be around. The X-Men are something that is like a strike force that is needs to be built in a very particular fashion.
And I think that's different from like, what was it? It was X-Men Green that was going out and helping the environment, or you have people that are more like reactive rather than proactive. There's all these different iterations of the team. But yeah, like you're saying, one of the things that I was not wrestling with a little bit, but thinking about like what's the difference between X-Men and New Mutants at that level, and it's not just age. Yeah. I think it is New Mutants are like, wow, we're learning and whoops, we end up in a situation. X-Men are, this bad thing is happening here. We got to go there and stop it or help somebody.
Yeah. Hey, and there's a selection to it. So, and like Pete just said this a minute ago, like, I want sharp people, which is, is more of an X-Force style team, but there have been X-Men teams that are that type of like, we're here to do damage to people. And and it does feel like maybe. So, Pete, what is your favorite sort of recent X or anytime X-Men team?
Well, I think so. My favorite X-Men team are when things got shook up. You know what I mean? Like when you had, you know, different people on doing different roles, because that to me is when things got interesting. Like the Fantastic Four. My favorite Fantastic Four is like Ghost Rider, Hulk, Spider-Man, and somebody else. So it's just one of those things.
Wow. Where, that's a crazy statement.
I just think that, like, you know, what are we doing? Because also you can have these ideas that Zelda's like, well, I got to have the brainy one and then the comic relief, which is insane.
I can't let this in. The other one was Wolverine, Pete.
Yeah, the Wolverine, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I just...
I mean,
like,
how many times do
that?
I got to say Wolverine on this podcast? You know what I mean?
He's wearing his Wolverine jersey.
Should we do,
for those of you.
Not to jump ahead, should we do a Fantastic Four draft next? That would be fun.
That would be very
fun.
I
just did mine.
A little
limited
in the four.
Yeah, a little
limited. You only have four. Well, here's the thing. Those top four are going to go fast. So,
can I just point something out? Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, smart. Yes, Pete.
When I, log into something and want to download a podcast, and I'm like, oh, man, they're doing a draft. I hope they spend 20 minutes talking about philosophy before they get to the draft.
Pete, I'll take your notes afterwards, but it's important to talk about like why we would ever do this and how this is formed in the actual comic books that we love.
I agree with that, but you know, I mean, like,
when you're listening to a draft podcast, you turn it on and immediately they just start shouting names, and that's how
I hope so. If they're doing it right.
Again, I'm not familiar with this whole process. So.
There's no patience in drafting, just like there's no crying in baseball. All right, well, let's jump into the rules, I guess, since Noah has time to
talk.
So we're choosing a team of six X people for this. All selections must be mutants. No, trying to sneak someone in from the other side of the tracks. We could choose someone from a particular era. Doesn't have to be current continuity. And I think that's important because especially now the X-Men continuity is a little bit messy. It's a little bit like, let's just kill a bunch of people. We're going to post our final teams. We'll each have a team, and everyone can vote on like which one's best on social media and our Patreon Slack as well. We're going to do a classic snake draft format. So we're going to take turns drafting, and the two people on the end.
And sorry, just to clarify, so snake draft means we need to choose Viper first and then anybody else, right?
Hey, don't take people's picks yet. Listen.
Cobra la 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 la.
Cobra la 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 la. Also, aren't we doing six and then two villains, or was that a separate? There was a lot
He's
of
getting
text
there. He's getting around.
Yeah, we'll have some sort of additional categories at the end that we can jump into once we finish our team of six.
I interrupted for my joke. Can you explain a snake draft for people like me that don't know what that is?
So a snake draft is sort of it doubles back on itself like a snake. So if hypothetically Pete were to get the first pick, the draft order would be Pete.
I got first pick.
No, you don't. Pete, Justin, Alex, then Alex again, then back to Justin, then Pete again, then Justin, then Alex again. So we're sort of that ensures that even if you get the last pick, you will get compensated for it by getting two picks in a row. So you're each round, if you're the last pick in the first round, you get to be the first pick in the second round, basically.
All right.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I'm not going to remember it, but.
Great. I will tell you when it's your turn.
Okay. Sounds good.
And most importantly, once a mutant is taken off the board, you can no longer select that mutant.
Yeah. You know what we should have done? I just thought about this and it's too late. We should have done like the Days of Future Past style backboard with the picture of all the mutants and X them out and been standing in front of it. Like,
Wolverine. You know what?
Wow.
You know what we should have done is done it later in the day and we could have like shotgun beers before we started. You know what I mean?
Man. Oh, I did that anyway. Is that not right?
Do that right when you wake up?
Yeah,
yeah, good.
That's how we start the day.
Yeah,
good day. Don't talk to me until I've had my morning shotgun beer.
Alex, by the way, they just fired you from your job. So now we're going to randomly select the draft order. I've got a one, a two, and a three on a piece of paper in this hat.
We're just supposed to take your word for it?
I'm going to hold it up to the camera.
He's been wearing these pieces of paper for 48 hours.
There's one, two,
now.
Three. Okay, I only see two. Oh, there's the third. Okay, great.
The fourth thing is a little dot at the top of the hat, just so you know.
Great. And Pete, since you're the least patient, you're going to go last. So Alex will be third. Alex is third, just like the I will be second, and Pete will be first, just like in the example.
I told you.
Great. So the draft order is Pete, Justin, Alex.
Woo!
And when we make our picks, let's feel free to talk about why. You don't just have to say a name and move on quickly. This is a note for one person particularly. Like, you want to say a little bit why you're doing this and what the point of this. Otherwise, you could just do this quietly in your bedroom with the lights off, and we don't have to record a podcast about it. And I feel like we get about a minute for each pick. So if you're hemming and hawing, I'll call time on you.
Okay.
Sound good?
Tell me when to go.
All right.
Ooh,
let's kick it off.
I wonder what Pete's going to choose first. What a boostery.
Hit it. Pete, first pick in the X-Men draft.
For my first pick in the X-Men draft, Pete LePage selects X-23.
Whoa!
Wow!
That's a surprise!
That is a big surprise, and I definitely had her on my list.
Sorry about that.
Why did you choose her over the man whose t-shirt you're wearing?
Well, to be honest with you, I feel like X-23 is a little bit more versatile when it comes to what she can do. Wolverine is a blunt force and a great tracker and a lot of things, but you also get that with X-23. But she also, as you know, in the Tom Taylor run and a lot of different stuff, she can resolve conflict without brawling first. So I just think as a team member, as someone I want on my X-Men team, she is not only the beast when you need it, but also versatile and not just looking to fight first. She's, kind of checking out scenarios and then making decisions.
All right. Good.
I cannot
choice.
Believe
I'm shocked.
That.
Yeah.
That first pick. And truly, definitely already upset my whole plan.
Yeah, that's the thing. As this goes on, you get more and more mad because people pick people you want. You're like, no!
Yeah, yes. I don't know. This upset my plan in a different way, but I'll reveal what that is later, maybe.
That's good. That's good. Great. Well,
I'm up
next. I was literally going to say X-23 in that pick.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
I'm going to go with one of my favorite X-Men from many iterations. For my pick, I'm going to go with Rogue.
All right.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Oh, was that yes because it didn't take away from you or because you love Rogue?
No, I'm so glad Rogue is not on my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
So interesting so far. Go ahead.
That's the whole point. Rogue, one of the most powerful mutants. A great leader, great. She's led a couple X teams over the years since sort of the early aughts, I believe. And yes, Pete.
I just had a question, but maybe you were going to get to it, so I was going to let you finish. But
no, go ahead. Well, when you raise your hand, it sort of means it's time to call on you.
Oh, okay. Well, I just was like, finish your sentence and then call on me. But okay, so my question to you is, you talk about leader. Is Rogue the leader of your squad?
Great question.
Or do you want to not reveal that yet? I don't want to, you know what I mean? But
no, it's good. I think so. I think she's
That's
if
an interesting
not the,
choice. It's a great
tactical
choice.
Tactical leader, mm-hmm. definitely yeah. More of the philosophy of, like, we have to do this. I think Rogue is one of the most heroic X-Men and just pure,
agreed.
Like, I'll do whatever needs to be done to get this
done. Got a great
done.
Moral compass.
Compass. Wears a cool tiny jacket. All these qualities.
Also, very feels like versatile.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
go ahead.
You know what I mean? Like, she
that's
can,
what
whatever yep. you need, she touches the person, becomes that, and then it's go time. You know what I mean? Like,
well, and
if you roll up with your team.
Leader-wise, yeah. I don't know. I feel like there was at least one run where they finally let her lead a team, but it was a very short run, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And that was always very annoying because it felt like, finally, it's her time to shine. Oh, no, we're back to whatever else, Cyclops
or
whatever.
Gambit or whatever, yeah.
And just from like a villain story perspective, like she's got the Mystique Destiny mm-hmm. stuff in her life. She has a connection to the larger Marvel Universe. Just like a great, great X-Men.
All right, well, you get into your philosophy once the teams are revealed. Yeah. You know, take it easy.
Wow, look at Mr. Rules over here all of a sudden. Alex, you're up so with nervous. Your first
don't
you
do two it,
picks.
Salvin.
I got
don't
two picks.
Do it.
Okay, well, here
wait,
we go.
Wait, you I'm get one choose. Pick, and then we talk about it, and then you get
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, yeah, I know, yes. I know, but I'm going to choose Wolverine. Oh my god, I can't believe you did not choose him first. That is
oh my god.
Shocking.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. My whole plan here was like, if I get picked first, I'm gonna pick Wolverine and drive Pete insane. I can't believe I got third and still picked it.
That's amazing.
First of all, I want to pick Wolverine because I want to sell comic books. You know what I'm talking about?
That's sort of not the point here, Alex.
Like, he's the marquee character. You throw him in there. I think getting him in a role, I loved it when he was on Jason Aaron's Wolverine of the X-Men and just a leadership role. I think he's doing a great job. I really like him in that role, the X-Force book right now. But at the same time, just letting him be the guy who lets loose on the team. And I have him... I think I could do this now because you guys picked the other ones, but my I'm going to say like my muscle fighter category, number one was Wolverine, number two was X-23, and number three was Rogue.
Oh, wow.
You guys took my number two and number three, so I'm like, great, I got my number one pick there. So there you go.
I was so nervous. I was like, what are you doing? Don't reveal your other options.
I'm good. I got my muscle fighter, so I'm pretty happy right now.
Wow, that's crazy that we're so in tune that your 1, 2, 3 is exactly what we picked.
Yeah, there you go.
We are in tune.
I get my second pick now, though, right?
Yeah.
That's correct. You better pick your favorite.
I'm a little torn here.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go for Storm.
Oh. Wow. Very, very powerful choice, Storm.
Why the fuck didn't you pick Cypher, you asshole? Because Cypher's your favorite, and you talk about Cypher all the time.
I picked Storm because I don't want either of you to pick Storm. Storm
he's
is...
Not,
like, I was kind worried. Of... I won't talk about my other leader choices in case they come up later, but she was definitely, like, my number one choice for leading a team. She's just... like the commensurate leader character. She is somebody who got to step up and then crushed it and continues to crush it every single time. She knows every X-Men. She is one of the most powerful X-Men. She's great. So there you go. Got Storm.
Fantastic.
And Storm and Wolverine, classic duo. Very excited about this.
Yeah, what are their haircuts like for in your vision here? Ooh. We got the Mohawk Storm.
Do you got Mohawk Storm? I don't want to like completely revert to Claremont era, but I love a good Mohawk Storm.
Mohawk Storm is great.
Yeah.
And Wolverine, who we're just realizing is very old.
Still got his Quantum Leap style Swiss cheese memory going on.
Yeah. What is my life? Great. Pete, the reason he's not picking Cypher is because he knows that neither of us would give a shit about picking Cypher.
Yeah, exactly.
That's called strategy. And the tricky part with this is you got to try to figure out what X-Men are the more popular ones who are going to go earlier on. And I think I'm going to pick the next one.
Is it your turn or my turn?
It's my turn. It goes back. Oh.
My bad.
Alex did too, and then you're next because you got first pick.
Apologies. I got a little excited.
It's snake draft. You know how a snake draft works.
Alex is going to be saying snake draft around everyone for the rest of the week. Just like, yeah, can we snake draft this line at Starbucks? I'll order my second cup before you go.
All right, come on, man.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm going to choose an X-Man that I feel like may go off the board. Someone I feel like people like, another great hero. I'm choosing big hero characters for my X-Men team. I'm going to go with Colossus.
Mm.
Oh, my second pick.
All right.
Colossus. So I
this is crazy.
This is crazy.
I just want to mention it's crazy because under my muscle fighter list is Wolverine, which was my number one, then X-23, Rogue, Colossus. So far, you guys are just going down the list, but go ahead.
We're punching down the list. But I do think Colossus is, as a kid, when I first started reading X-Men, I was like, yo, this guy's badass. He gets skin that's metal, but in cool little bands. Like, very cool. And again, just big hero energy. When I was thinking about this, I was like, remember when he sacrificed himself by injecting himself with a legacy virus and then just died? And has later been brought back multiple times, but like, that was a big moment emotionally. And Colossus, great fighter. He can be on the throwing Wolverine end or on the punching whoever on the other end of that. So Colossus.
And can I ask, since we're talking about eras and stuff, are you thinking about him as like classic good guy Colossus before they spent years just breaking him?
A beard?
Or where is he emotionally?
Yeah, is he beard
good guy?
Colossus?
This is good guy paints in his spare time Colossus. Gentle
okay, so
giant.
Pre-broken Colossus. Okay.
But I will say he dates Domino in my mind. Kitty Pryde.
Well, okay. Don't you gotta see if you can get Domino onto your team. Don't be
I don't need to get her on the team for dating. Yeah. They can date out. You don't have to work with your partner.
Yeah.
You know,
that's an NFL rule, right? You're only allowed to date members of your own team.
Yeah, that's why Taylor Swift is the long snapper for the Kansas City Chiefs. This
smart. Is it too much for me to ask? Taylor Swift gets to score one game-winning goal at the Super Bowl, like just one
game-winning
goal. It gets the puck through the net.
Yeah, is that cool?
First off, Zelbin, yes, because only people on the team can play on the field. Man, you know that.
Mm-hmm. How about she can sit in the upright, and if a kick gets close, she can just boop it in. You know what I mean? Just boop.
Yeah, no doink out on the goal.
She's a doink defender. Yeah, she's a doink defender.
Nice.
Okay,
Pete, you got to pick your second pick.
Here we go. This is a crazy one. Here we go for my second pick in the X-Men draft. Blink.
Oh
wow!
Woo.
Pete already making the most unlikely picks in this X-Men draft.
I want to hear from you, but then I want to comment on that one.
Why are you picking Blink?
Well, first off, Blink can...
You love Blink Fitness.
Well, no, but she can get a group of people teleported to different areas. So if your team's got to be somewhere to fight, you're going to need some way to get them there, and Blink's on it, man.
I love this so far. Pete, you have the youngest team. Mm-hmm. Alex has the sort of most classic team. Mine is like right behind, more 90s. And Pete, you have like the young Rogues.
I got to say, Blink is a great choice. On my optional list, but I waffled with it pretty hard because exactly the reason you said, she's such a good, like, if you don't have the Blackbird or something like that, Blink can get you anywhere. She's an interesting character from Exiles. That's a great choice. I'm into your team, Pete.
Ooh. Yeah, don't compliment it too hard.
Okay.
Because remember, this is a competition. And we don't blink. Pete's got another pick.
Ooh, for real? Does?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Snake
God.
Snake draft.
Oh, my God. That's great news.
Wait, I don't get to go?
No. You just got two picks.
I get to go twice. I get to go twice again, right?
No,
that's how
a
snake works. I'm the snake head in this scenario because I keep fighting.
At this very moment, we've all made two picks, which is good. Now we're entering the third round, and it goes Pete, Justin, Alex.
I don't get this.
All right, here we go.
Clearly not. Very simple.
For the third round of the X-Men draft, Pete LePage will select Bishop.
Wow. Ooh.
Okay. Now, Bishop, definitely the elder statesman of this new team you're forming, Pete. Why him? And he brings a lot of problems. And he was a pretty significant villain for quite some time to Cable and Hope Summers.
Okay, well, that's not my problem. First off, I disagree. Hard disagree. I don't think he can get along with whoever he needs to get along with, as long as we can sit down and have a conversation led by X-23. And I would like to say, if you need to do some time jumping, you're going to need a Cable or Bishop for that. So guess what? I got me some Bishop.
Interesting.
You got a hard traveling X-Men team. They can teleport anywhere. They're going through time. Interesting.
Yeah, why are you so worried about like getting around? You have like the commuter X-Men team.
Well, first off, you know, on my team, mistakes are going to get made. You know what I mean? So we got to be able to go back, do some cleanup. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to get crazy.
Can I make a prediction? The oops men is what you're dragging.
Yeah. Can I make a prediction, Pete, about your next pick? I don't know if this is going to be right or not, but I bet your next pick is a city bus.
It's going to be good. Or like a pogo stick or something. Just very boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you what? Oh, so of his powers, time travel is the one you're most.
Yeah, well, that he's a badass kind of a soldier. So, you know, he's seen some stuff. He's got some great weaponry, you know, hand-to-hand, all that good stuff. So it's good to have.
He's seen some stuff.
He's seen some shit, man.
Okay, great. I think for my next pick.
I still don't get to go?
No, you're next. You're right. And then you get two.
You get two.
I get two. Again.
You guys always get two because you're on the ends and I'm in the middle, so I'm always doing one at a time.
And I also, I guess, don't understand how a snake works. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah. This is how snakes, when they eat one mouse and then another snake eats two mice and then another one eats one. It's very, you've never owned snakes. You've never owned three snakes, clearly.
I have not.
I'm going to pick I feel like I'm getting into sort of Dark Horse X-Men area already, but I want to pick someone who's always been sort of right there, but maybe not a central figure. He's the brother of a much more popular X-Man. I'm going to go with Havoc.
All right.
Ooh, Havoc.
Good.
I think Havoc is
a problem character. Jesus. Mm-hmm.
He has become a bit problematic over the years, and I believe he's currently dead.
Unclear.
Are you going to go with the live Havoc?
No, I want a corpse. I want a corpse that's just they carry around with
him. That way, his zombies break out.
Pete wants his X-Men team to be going everywhere. Justin, you want yours to just stay in one place the entire time.
Non-stop funeral is what we're going for here. But I really like, I think Havoc's power set is largely untapped. He's just like a huge force. I think he and Rogue working together. He and Rogue working together, I think, are a great just powerhouse.
That's dangerous.
Dangerous, yeah. And that's what the X-Men should be, a little bit dangerous. I think he's got little brother energy in relation to Cyclops, makes him scrappier, takes some risks. So, yeah, Havoc is my third pick.
All right. By the way, it occurs to me, we could probably do a second episode of this where we pick our ideal X-Men baseball team, which I feel like has different requirements to it, right?
Yeah. Definitely. No powers.
Yeah. There you go.
Just good at swinging the old lumber, you know?
All right. Do I get to go now? Can I go?
Yes. Get to go, finally. God. No, I think it's actually Pete's turn again. He gets five picks.
No, that's not fair.
It's not fair.
No, Alex, yes, you're up. You're closing out round the third round. And then
okay, and so I'm going to pick two in a row, one at a time. Okay. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to pick next Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, Kitty of course. Pryde. I was waiting for
Surprised that. Surprised that took that long.
No, I know. I thought one of you might pick her, maybe, but great character. One of my favorite characters of all time. I think particularly with this mix, obviously I'm relying a lot on the Claremont era, but you got Storm, Wolverine, and Kitty Pryde. I think that's good. This is a little iffy, but I put her under my second.
Is Chris Claremont your like advisor on this?
I called him up and he was like, I don't know, do whatever shit I did in the 90s.
He does say that.
He was like, gather to me my draft picks. Anyway, I love Kitty Pryde. I think it's a great character. I don't think I need the Dark Shadow Cat era, particularly with the mix of like history with Wolverine, with Storm. I think that's great. She, if you want to, I don't know, I'm not really set. I don't need to necessarily see her in Pirate era or the current Shadow Cat era. But having somebody who's like in between experience where it's not the fresh face when she was coming in originally and she's not the uber experienced, I think this is like, after teaming up with Wolverine a bunch and going through the Shogun era and the ninja training and everything. So she's able to attack. She fills that kind of archery thing, but also like is able to come
I don't know if you need to take the archery thing. So
I don't know. I was iffy on that. She's not necessarily exactly the one who fits in there, but there you go.
And now keep in mind, you don't necessarily get Lockheed as a second. Like Lockheed, no, you can't pick comes. Your X-Men pets.
It's like when you get the Marvel Legends, you get like the little Build-A thing. Lockheed comes along.
Lockheed's a whole different
thing. Who's the next pick?
And he's a tiny little
Pete's ready to move on, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. My next pick is going to be Miss Marvel.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Kamala Khan coming
Kamala
off
the Khan,
board.
I think, good character.
Bullshit. I didn't even know that was an option.
It's an option
because she's currently an X-Men.
She is currently in X-Men. She's currently a mutant. I don't agree necessarily with those story choices, but if we were to continue that, and we probably are, I think like throwing her actually in that Kitty Pryde role of the fresh face on the team, I certainly put her in my comic relief column because I think that's exactly the role that she...
I love that that's something you're considering.
You gotta have that, right?
I do have that on my board.
Things get super weighty with the X-Men. You gotta have somebody that relieves that tension a little bit, and I think Miss Marvel can fit that role. She also has a very different power set from the rest of them, so I'd love to see her in there.
That's fantastic. Great. Ms. Marvel. So for my pick's up next, pick four. And I think one big thing on the X-Men that is always there, and I don't know, I think it just happened this way, and now it has become like basically a staple to your point of like the different categories of fighter we have. But you need like a Jean Grey, a sort of telepathy, telekinesis. You need the mind. And for me, I'm going with one of my favorite sort of outsider mutants that has a storied history. I'm going with X-Man.
Oh, wow.
The young Cable.
You love fucking X-Man.
I do love him. And he is, again, Omega level mutant. He's mm-hmm. Cable if he hadn't been infected with a techno-organic virus. So he has that like just huge unfettered brain powers. And I think he's great. He connects with a lot of the Summers family. He and Havoc, I think, are a good combo. And, you know, he's my my telekinesis guy.
Interesting. I instantly discounted him from my list anywhere because I don't want any of those mutants who are like, I can do anything. I feel like that's just too much, you know?
Like, not if you're fighting for your life, Alex.
I guess.
Not if you're fighting for your life. You want X-Men who can do very little?
Yeah. Like Maggot. Maggot? Maggot? Sorry, did I blow up anybody's spot there? No?
He hasn't. Still on the board. Maggot's still
on the
board.
I did think about him just as like, that would be funny, but.
Yeah.
All right, who's next?
Pete, you're up next. You have two picks. Closing out round four and kicking off round five.
Okay. So I got X-23. I got Blink. I got Bishop. All right, I'm going to go with Vulcan.
Vulcan?
Really?
This is... If I had sat down and tried to come up with your list, Pete...
You guys don't know me.
I guess not.
You think you do. You just think you
do. I guess not. Okay. This is
so
crazy.
So wait, this is crazy. Why did you land on Vulcan? That's a mutant that I would be like, what was that guy's name? He was sort of a bad guy and then sort of related. Like what made
he's
you choose Vulcan?
He's the third Summers brother, right?
Yes.
Or did he Who turn out not to be the and third, then was? And...
He's a Smothers brother, right?
Yeah, he's the third Smothers brother.
He is the third X. Yeah, Scott Summers. I forget his name. What is it?
It's Alex Summers.
Mike and... Summers. There's Alex Summers. It's like, what's Vulcan's actual? It's not Vulcan Summers.
No.
It's what's the host of Double Dare? I think that's who it is.
Scott Summers.
Wow. They're both named awkward.
And he's not Adam X, of course. The
So he can fly, which is great. He also can create
Peter Pan.
He can create constructs out of energy, detect energy, and then the one that I'm really interested in is suppress the powers of others. So you roll up on somebody, you got Vulcan kind of dampening their powers, you can really take advantage.
Wow, Gabriel Summers is his name.
That's right. He's another one, not to keep harping on this, but he's another one like X-Man that I just feel like there's too many things. Mutants are much more interesting if they're like, I have one very specific power and that's what I do and that's what I'm focused on. That's
my
personal.
Don't get mad at me, bro.
you're picking these X-Men like chess pieces, where you want to know their particular moves. Yeah, very
and when you play chess, you never have two of the same pieces.
Yeah, exactly. Famously. Well, it's interesting you say that when you pick Ms. Marvel, who has like a her mutant power is currently unknown, I believe. Yes. So I think in your own face, Alex, because what she has is her inhuman powers.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be light constructs, but you probably, just chose her anyway.
Or she's going to die, according to the continuity that they've set up. One of the two. We'll see.
Great. So wait, Pete, you picked Vulcan. I believe you have another pick.
Yep. I'm going to go with, and of course, and you
before,
guys.
Before you say this,
yeah,
let's
you
just
guys
say,
see this coming.
He could choose anything now. No, I don't know. I don't see anything coming.
You guys should guess.
As soon as you picked Vulcan, I was like, no clue what this guy's talking about.
Yeah.
But I guess I would think you're going to take Cyclops next.
All right.
Wait, should we actually try to predict what Pete's going to pick next, or is that going to blow up our spots?
No, I think it's fine. I mean, there's
don't
so
say
many
anything that's on your list to like.
Yeah, there's so many options here that I feel like.
Do you want to hint?
I think yes.
X-Force.
Oh,
I'm going to go.
Deadpool
with...
doesn't count because he's not a mutant, so it can't be Deadpool. Cable could be Cable. I'll go with Cable.
I was going to go with Thunderbird.
Mm,
Pete, what you got? What's your pick?
Phantom X.
I mean, great choice. But
wow,
again,
you, Pete, you are pure chaos.
That's right.
I literally was like, I feel like Pete's going to pick every iteration of Wolverine possible. Mm. And we could just get in the way of that. But nope, you didn't do that. So talk to us about Phantom X. Phantom X, a mutant whose powers are pretty weird.
Pretty crazy. They're all over the place. But he hypnotic illusions, that's super helpful. Healing factor. He's a marksman, great at hand-to-hand combat. He's got a cybernetic mind and also an external nervous system manifested in a techno-organic flying ship. You need a ship, so.
That's true. Just your classic power set, just like Alex wants. Someone who has an exterior nervous system that manifests as a techno-organic ship.
Yep. Phantom X. Phantom X is a good
too.
Character.
I had Phantom X on sort of my long list of like, great. But I do think Phantom X, unreliable. Negatives are like.
Ah, yes.
Often doesn't show up.
Yeah, yeah. He can, but when focused, he is very effective. He can kind of move in the shadows, make shit happen. It's a huge part of that X-Force run that was really popular.
Yeah, that's great. Very good. So we got two. I have two picks left. Pete, you have only one pick left.
That's
going
right.
Forward. You're coming around with the last pick at the end of the next round. Mm-hmm. So it's getting down to it. And let's just say there are so many X-Men that I have. We will go at the end of this. We'll go through our sort of longer lists and touch on people that we wanted to pick but didn't. But I'm going to this next pick is like sort of a long shot because it is long shot. I'm going with long shot.
Nice choice.
Talk about why long shot. Long shot was on one of my lists for sure.
Me too.
Long shot is like the luck powers, I think, are such a great like difference maker, similar to Domino. But to your sort of rubric, Alex, Longshot brings the comic relief, brings like an outside energy, keep in the darkest moments, can keep it sort of bright. And Longshot also connects with like all of the space spanning stuff, Mojo World, great fighter, has battled everything from the Brood to Marauders to whatever, like just love Longshot. Looks very cool.
And you're, again, similar to Colossus, taking it back to the era where he was funny and fun versus when they made him sad.
Yes, exactly.
Great.
Okay. Definitely sort of the outsider, like, he's an amnesic fugitive from another dimension when he first arrived. And that's what I'm definitely leaning into.
And, you know, Kitty Pryde, we're not talking about I'm stuck in a missile, Kitty Pryde. You know, this is a different kind of Kitty.
Yes, oh, exactly. It's a bullet. Yeah.
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 And just to check while we're talking about the dating history of your team, is he dating Dazzler? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's going for a long distance.
It's going to affect
his next
pick.
She's not on the team, but they're dating, just to.
Yeah, they're, you know, they touch base every now and again. We do a little, there's a lot of dating stuff.
Zalvin's picking Dazzler next.
Alex wants our teams to date each other. Yeah. And yeah, let's work. I think we can make some matches here. Alex, it is your pick. You have two picks. These are your two final picks.
Ooh, my two final picks. That's great. That's great news for me. All right. My next pick, very similar to Pete's pick, Pete's last pick. I'm going to pick Dr. Nemesis.
Ooh. Oh, man. We're getting into the woolly parts here.
We are. But I was, maybe this is a little bit of overthinking. I think I could say this now because I'm going to get my final two picks here. But I was looking at like the doctor thing. And initially, of course, I was going for Beast. You know, you got to go for Beast in that role. Mm. But then I thought about it a little bit. And I think Dr. Nemesis is a little more fun there. He's such a jerk to everybody all of the time.
Yeah.
He does definitely scratch up against that whole slightly overpowered thing I was talking about earlier. But when you put him in the role of, you know, again, somebody gets horribly hurt. They come back and Dr. Nemesis is like, all right, I'm going to put this weird chemical in you until you're better. Now get out there on field and leave me alone. I have to create a bunch of viruses. That's a fun thing to throw on a team.
You got your curmudgeon power really in place here as well.
Yes. And his powers, I remember, I'm forgetting exactly what it's called, but it's like predictive learning. So basically he knows all sciences and everything and is just scientist, doctor, experimenter, etc. So can do a lot of stuff there. Helps me from not choosing Forge, who I also kind of had on my list, who can fill a very similar role. So for my last one, I think you guys are going to be pretty surprised about this. My last pick for the team, and not to take it away from anybody else, but my last pick throwing on a team is Cypher, Doug Ramsey. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but he has the power of understanding any language in the entire world. And he really fills, along with Dr. Nemesis, that tech wizard role that I was talking about earlier.
What a waste.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I just got my top choices across the board.
Yeah.
My entire team.
Might happen to a couple of us. We'll see. Let's see.
Ooh, yeah, I got Storm, Wolverine, Kitty Pryde, Miss Marvel, Cypher, and Dr. Nemesis. I think that's a good team. I like it.
Yeah, actually, you got Dr. Nemesis and then Cypher. Cypher's last pick, so he's going to be mad about it.
Nah, he's cool with whatever.
Can you translate the middle finger Cypher's giving you right now, Alex?
Oh, no. I picked him last because I love him most.
That's not how it works. Justin, you sound like you've been picked last. Sound like you've been picked last on this.
That's what Mommy told me, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Justin, last pick. What's it going to be, bro?
Last pick. This is my maybe my favorite pick because it is perhaps the most cheat pick you could do out there. I'm going to take Bloodstorm, the Vampire Storm.
What? You can't pick.
Bloodstorm's a real character.
Oh, sure.
Who, it was funny because
there's lots of things that are real characters.
On my list for a little bit.
Yeah, see? Again, I'm trying to make the most powerful team of X-Men. Bloodstorm is powerful in that she is Storm and also a vampire. So it's the ultimate mashup. Bloodstorm around. Maybe there's a vampire issue we have to deal with Bloodstorm. Like she might bite other people. But like Havoc's dead too, so everyone's dead on my team.
Dead X-Men.
Yep. Right. Final pick, Bloodstorm.
Wow.
Wait, so what's your full team? Or are we...
We'll say in a minute. Let Pete finish up.
All right, here we go. The one you guys all saw coming for my final pick of the X-Men draft. I'm going with Warpath.
Nice. Okay.
Warpath. I said Thunderbird, but it's Warpath. Yes.
Yeah. You almost picked it.
Great. I love James, right? James Proudstar. John was actual Thunderbird. Great character. Love Warpath. And very powerful.
Yes. Anything else you want to say about your pick, Pete?
No, I just, you know, we talk about the whole of it all. But yeah, I also got all my picks right down in order, Zalbatron. So, you know, but yeah, I just feel like if you're going into conflict, Warpath's a great guy to have on your side. He's been through a lot, can do a lot, versatile, and great backup leader in case, you know, you need it.
Let's run through some other picks that we were on our list that we didn't get to, but I want to say one quick first observation. Not a single original X-Man on any of these teams.
Mm.
None.
Yeah. I purposely did that.
That to me is really, because there are still all five of those /six of those characters are still around.
Yeah.
And definitely in the mix, forefront of the X universe. And we have not chosen a single one of
them.
Well,
I would say so in their defense, or at least in some of their defense, like I mentioned, Beast was definitely in the mix for me. I think that's just such a great character and he's only grown over time. And if I didn't love Kitty Pryde, if one of you had managed to pick her, Iceman was definitely number two in that column for me. He's, again, I just think he's a great character. He's fun. He can play the comic relief. He's got pathos behind him. And also, Omega level mutant. So he can wreck shop at the same time.
Yeah, whatever. If it gets hot, he can't do shit.
Wow.
I will say, though. All right. Cyclops and Jean Grey, characters who I know one of the two of them Pete hates, but I do think they're the more boring choices. Like, they're the straightforward, we are good characters most of the time, and there's always a push on them to be like, we're going to turn Cyclops dark, we're going to turn Jean Grey dark. Obviously, those are core to the characters at the same time, but, like, that's not what they are.
Well, and to your point, all of those original X-Men sort of have gone through the ringer. Like, currently, Beast is the one who has been a straight-up villain in the Wolverine comic and has, like, just gone through so many iterations. Same with, obviously, Archangel, Angel into Archangel. Though I thought Pete would have taken Archangel.
Oh, I thought about it. I went through different ideas. My first idea was that I was going to get Wolverine and Jean Grey on the same team, and then every battle they would get kind of trapped in a world and left by their own devices for months on time. Up.
So you're running like a mutant dating app.
Rom-com, trying to force it. Then I was thinking kind of like, all right, I want like an all knives situation. But then
knives out.
Yeah, and then
that's more of an X-Force thing, I will say, so I'm glad you didn't go that way. Because we should do an X-Force draft.
And also I was like,
eventually,
that's what they think I'm going to do, so let's do something else.
So you went and chose Vulcan instead.
Well, if you want, can we break them down? Do you want me to break it down for you? Okay, so, okay. Sorry, is that when you're going to say something?
No, I'm waiting to hear what you're
going to say. I heard a breath. I was looking at my list.
A gasp of delight.
A gasp. Yeah, so basically my thought process is I need boots on the ground, people who can just fuck shit up and nobody can stop them. So you get X-23 with that, right? But then you need ways to get people there. And then also with Bishop, in case there's a problem, you know, a backup plan, which is, all right, go back in time and fix your fuck ups. Then I was thinking, with Vulcan, you kind of like can damper your way through a place. And then, you know, with Phantom Max, you know, when it comes to illusions and kind of like he's as close as I got to like getting in people's minds, because I don't fuck with that. But I think his cybernetic mind is great for talking to technology, whether it's now or future technology. And then, you know, you also need X-23 can't do anything by yourself. So I thought Warpath would be a great compliment for the two of them kind of working together. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of looking at it as like an elite hit squad where Blink can just drop them anywhere and then they can just kind of like fucking and then
right. So Blink can drop them anywhere and then they get in Phantom X's ship and they can go across town and then Bishop can transport them back in time and then just like repeat that loop. Three of the six X-Men are all transportation-based. I'm just going to bet.
Do you think Phantom X, when people get in his nervous system ship, he's like, ow, don't touch anything?
I think it's a little awkward. You know?
Yeah. I bet he says, you're getting on my last nerve a lot. And it's less funny.
No, you're sitting on my last nerve. Well, I will say, Pete, your team has from a personality chemistry point of view, I don't see, and this isn't a bad thing necessarily, I don't see how any of these people relate to each other.
Well, so that's the fun of it.
They hate each other.
Bring them together. The missions is going to be the thing that bonds them together.
Yeah.
Because you got Bishop's old school leadership style with X-23 who's bringing up the new ideas. You know what I mean? And then you got Warpath who's kind of like, yeah, I've been through shit like this before. I'm with X-23.
Yeah, I mean, you have a Strike Force. Like, it's not exactly an X-Force team. It kind of is, but it's definitely like, hey, you six characters get together, go do this thing. And to your point, one arc in, they're like, wow, we really bonded over that. And then one of them leaves, and then they get a new member who's... And then one arc later, the title is canceled.
Go fuck yourself.
Alex,
your run's going to go long in your mind with your fucking Cypher bullshit?
I think
that's funny.
Yeah,
who's going to have the longest run with our team? That's a great question.
I think I talked about this before, but I think like I was trying to think about it as a, I don't know, is the phrase utility team? Is that actually it? Where it's just like everybody covers a specific area. So depending on what the problem is, if you're dealing with, I know we're going to talk about villains in a second, but if you're dealing with Sentinels, if you're dealing with like rescuing a mutant, if you're dealing with some sort of time travel weirdness or evil team for the future, whatever it is, they're prepared to deal with that. You've got characters who do have a history together, specifically with Storm, Wolverine, and Kitty Pryde. You've got a new one who can kind of point out when things are ridiculous with Miss Marvel. And Cypher, Dr. Nemesis, I think Cypher obviously is there because I really like Cypher. But I do think he provides a role. And Dr. Nemesis, I just think, is a fun push against all of that. You do need that one character who's like, no, leave me alone. Leave me out. Okay, fine. I'll do this thing for you. And I always think that's a fun dynamic. Are we throwing out ones that we didn't bring on?
Let me do mine. So I feel like the best X-Men teams have like a core of like known factors, like you're saying, Alex. Like on my team, you're Rogue, Colossus, Havoc, and then like the happenstance mutants who just happen to be there based on the current continuity or just the randomness of like, oh, I'm interested in this character. That's why I have X-Man, Longshot, and Bloodstorm. I also think there's something of family in a lot of X teams. That's why I like having Nate Summers, X-Man, and Alex Summers together on the same team. Rogue and Colossus have been fighting together forever. And then just from a power set perspective, just like, I got a bunch of hammers on my team when it comes to just being like blunt force objects, a Rogue who can take other people's powers. And then like the wild cards of Longshot and Bloodstorm that bring like good luck powers, vampire stuff, and Storm's powers.
Yeah, but that's the problem. When you have a vampire on your team, you got to be like, hey, don't eat your teammates. And they're going to be like,
Yeah, but it's also, hey, go eat these people. Go infiltrate this thing and suck some blood. Mm-hmm. Simple carrot.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes when you're, you know, back at the base, hungry, and there's a bunch of carrots around, you know.
Carrots? Oh, I see. Banicula, you're talking about.
No, I was trying to use your own analogy against you there.
Certainly there's people who are drinking blood on every X-Men.
Do we want to talk about ideal X-Men writers for a team? Because I think for you, it's James Howe, right?
Who?
The writer of Banicula.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I love that you name check that, expecting me slash Pete slash everyone to know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. Shouts to the Banicula writing team. What other what X-Men were on your list that we didn't get to?
So many I can throw out
just
there.
Just a handful. Just your top picks.
I'll say three next one.
Well, so I mentioned a couple of them already. But I will say, like, on the leader, we're going to do that next. On the leader, I was very torn between Storm and Emma Frost because I feel like getting back to the, like, time to shine, having Emma Frost step in and be like, okay,
she's shiny, but that's all I'll give you.
She's awesome. She has totally stepped up.
I love her. Emma Frost was next on my list.
If they were to throw her into the leadership position again, that push-pull of being like...
Can't trust her.
Throwing Emma Frost in a position where she's like, wait, I'm leading a team of X-Men? That's weird to me, even though she is perfectly qualified to do it. I think would be great. I would love to see that.
She's qualified, but you can't trust her.
I was also torn for the comic relief between Miss Marvel and Nightcrawler. I love Nightcrawler.
I thought for sure you were going to take Nightcrawler.
I really, really was waffling there. But I think just like as a fresh, interesting take, if we're talking about like a title going forward or something, I would love to see Miss Marvel in it. And then the other one that I'll throw out there that I thought was an interesting pick, instead of Cypher, if for whatever reason one of you had chosen Cypher, I might have gone for Danger, I think, is interesting as a character. Like, I don't love Danger as a hero, but I do think as a character, as a sentient Danger Room, is kind of fascinating.
Yeah, agree. Pete, what were your also-rans, the mutants you didn't get
You're
to?
Laughing at my picks? You have the craziest team I've ever heard of, Pete.
Yeah, that's right, because we're going to fuck shit up. Your team is ridiculous.
So here's the thing. If you have Vulcan, you know that Scott's going to be hanging around your team, Pete. So
you don't know that. Scott's
Brother's
not allowed.
Hang.
No, no. You don't. Sometimes, you know, when you go through periods where you don't talk to your brother. You know what I mean? All right. So the next.
Do we need to get into something?
Yeah. The next three on my list to keep the randomness going was Rock Slide.
Of course.
And Maro. And then
Mar-o-Lago, the sentient home of Donald Trump.
Nope.
Sorry,
it's
Mero,
like
Krakoa, you mean?
But Mero, awful.
Yeah.
Mero.
Great. One of the trio, back when I was reading, when that was happening, when they introduced Maggot, Mero, and Dr. Cecilia Reyes, I was like, oh, okay. These are the new hot X-Men. One of them doesn't even have a cool name. It's just her name.
I almost, when I was trying to break down, like, who would be a doctor for the X-Men, I almost put down Dr. Cecilia Reyes, and I was like, she doesn't want to be there.
She even she, after which the couple arcs after she was introduced, she was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'll see you guys later. I'd rather be an ER doctor.
Yeah.
And then I had Storm.
Nice. The other characters I was going to get to, White Queen, number one. And then I had Strong Guy of X Factor fame, Cannonball, Sunspot.
Sunspot was down on my list, yeah.
Two of my faves. I feel like eventually we'll do like a New Mutants draft or something. They're just such hits there. And then two of my other wild cards that I didn't want to pull the trigger on these, Namor.
Oh, Namor was on mine.
Ooh, good choice.
It would have been a good one, but he's too much of a dick for even me to pick him for my draft team. I was like, get out of here, dude. And then Shatterstar, another of my faves.
Wow. Yeah, you would have had Shatterstar and Longshot on the same team.
No, father-son, or technically, I think, isn't Longshot cloned from Shatterstar, I believe?
I think so, yeah.
So, like, a very backwards thing. Again, hitting the family thing, but I feel like it's either or with Longshot or Shatterstar. Mm-hmm. You don't need that same
throw out one other that I forgot I had on my list that I don't think was even close, but I really like this character, is Husk.
Husk was on my deeper list as well.
Yeah, she's great.
Here, let me just say two characters. What were at the absolute bottom when you were reading like lists of X-Men? What were at the bottom of like, oh, I'll never pick them? Anything come to mind? I have an answer. I'm just setting myself up, basically. But Slipstream and Lifeguard, the much maligned characters that I believe Chris Claremont introduced in his Extreme X-Men run, when the X-Men were just basically vacationing in Australia, and these were way overpowered mutants that he just threw into the mix.
What I was kind of struggling with is I realized that like a younger me would have had a completely different team. I used to be a huge fan of Beast, but this last run has been just so fucking heartbreaking. I don't want anything to do with that guy.
It's funny how things change. And that's why, to your point, Alex, when you said this, and originally, like you said annual, I was like, we won't do this every year. And I was like, actually, maybe it is worth revisiting because it does change. I feel like it changes so much. And I could say with confidence that I wouldn't have drafted this team in the past and probably wouldn't in the future.
Yeah. I'm good. I basically, for the past 20 to 30 years, this list would have been even. So there you go.
Yeah, you're literally like putting this in stone. Let's talk about real quick the I feel like every team, every X-Men team is built toward facing a particular villain. Did you guys have any villain in mind that was your team's
arch
enemy?
Are we doing this draft style or
no? I think we could just talk about this.
Okay. Go ahead.
On my team originally was going to be Magneto. Mm. And then
classic.
I thought we were going to do the villains later, because I wanted Magneto just because, you know, obviously real badass, has great powers. And then I figured with X-23, like Magneto could just kind of like throw X-23 with his mind and it'd be like a fastball special, you know. But
you're saying you would bring Magneto onto your team as a villain.
Team.
Yeah. So another question I was going to ask is like, what I feel like another thing in the X-Men that always happens is a villain reforms and joins the team. And mm-hmm. So Pete, that would be your pick, would be Magneto would be
right.
An additional character team.
So that would get first. Added to the team.
Alex, villain, X-Men villain that would be reformed and added to the team.
Oh, okay. So it's the first villain they face is also the one who gets reformed.
No. I've started one question, but Pete answered the second one. So you answer the second one. An X-Men villain that you would reform and be added to the team.
I mean, the ones that I jotted down were the ones that have kind of already done this, but Magneto was one that I put there. Mystique, Juggernaut, and Danger. I guess I really like Danger. So
you love Danger. You love when rooms. You know, we made fun of Pete for picking transportation. You love rooms.
Yeah, you love rooms.
When you were talking about that Mar-a-Lago mutant, I was like, I'm into that. That's multiple rooms.
Yeah, that's true. Multiple rooms. It's like multiple man's cousin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are your
Alex, I wish you would stop talking about how much you like Trump. You know what I mean? Because it's like
draft, president draft. I was going
to. That's coming up, actually. I feel much more prepared for it now.
Yeah. Oh, don't wait till we get there. I mean, I was thinking Juggernaut, but isn't Juggernaut technically not a mutant?
That's correct.
Oh, right.
Yes. So you can't pick Juggernaut for your team, because Juggernaut's just a dude who's related to magical Professor X, right?
Yeah. He's like Deadpool. Yeah.
Yeah. He is the
He's just always there.
And his powers are from the Ruby of Sidorak, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yep. Where does he keep crystal. That ruby? Where does he keep that?
It's in his, well, it was in his chest, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that where he just has a chunk of stone in his chest?
Yeah, he has a chunk of stone in his chest. And the demon Sidorak gives him his powers. But
that's weird.
Weirdest thing about comics we've talked about today.
Definitely. Here's the two villains that I would reform and put on my team.
There's two now?
This is just a conversation. This isn't something we're necessarily doing for real. I had Mystique, especially with the Rogue connection, I think makes a lot of sense. But what I had in the vein of transportation is I want my team to travel in a busted out Sentinel.
Ooh, that's fun.
Like a Sentinel head or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they could just shoot around.
Do you remember that series, Sentinel, about the boy who teamed up with the mutant Sentinel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Sentinel was good, right? That's why it was.
That was its mutant.
I'm nice.
Yeah.
I love that. And that was a fun character. And it was on, I believe, the new X-Men for a while.
For a little bit.
Is that correct?
I think so.
So then jumping back, what is your team's primary villain, the arch enemy for your X-Men team?
Well, the first one that I wrote down was Human Prejudice.
Wow.
If you think about it.
Classic villain. So let me ask you, Alex, based on your team, how does Wolverine stab that?
That's the thing. He can't. He's got his claws out and he's like, I have to deal with this like a... Man-to-man.
Alex's X-Men run is a 24-issue breakdown of them.
That's
and,
where
like,
Cypher steps up, tank. Because he can understand those languages, but he can't speak them.
Yeah, he can understand racism.
Wow. Oh, I can feel it.
I feel
the
it.
Patterns of
they
racism
don't like us.
In America. No, the other ones that I wrote down, Mojo. I just love Mojo. And
great.
I feel like a classic
Mojo,
fun go-to-Mojo land arc, thrown through a bunch of TV shows. Very fun. Shadow King. Dark villain.
Oh,
love Shadow King. I'd love to see that. And the last one, Pete's going to love this villain. Mm-hmm. And this is actually like my number one pick for villain for the first arc for this X-Men team. I don't know exactly how it works, but Professor X.
Nice. Wow. Same.
Oh, really?
That was your arch enemy, Pete, was Professor X?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it makes a lot of sense. I feel like, Alex, if Professor X is the villain for your first arc, it's going to be very complicated for almost everyone on your
team
who is very close with Professor X. Pete, the opposite, all of the characters on your team barely know the guy. Yeah, so they're Magneto, like, who's this dude?
Yeah, I already wrote my first arc. Magneto shows up and is like, listen, I got a problem. And we're like, yo, we're all for it, dude. Let's take down this fucking cocky asshole.
Yeah, cocky.
It's half an issue long that killed Professor X on page 12.
Yo, honestly, Pete, that's actually great to do a flip of the original X-Men story where Professor X is launching missiles and they have to go with Magneto and stop him from launching those missiles toward whatever the capital. I forget where he was trying to shoot them. Yeah. That's great. That's a fun story.
How about you? Who's your villain? Justin?
I had Mojo on there because of the long shot connection on my team, but the one that made the most sense to me as a great defining arc was Strife. With X-Man on my team and Alex Summers, it makes a ton of sense. Maybe I'm rooted in the 90s here, but Strife as the villain, who is technically the same person as X-Man, I thought would be a great, great battle.
Your team is basically oops, all cables.
Yeah, in a way. No cable on the team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like a cord cutter. It's like cable, but it's not.
Yeah, that's what you should call it, X cords.
And the last question I had is, which character would inevitably die at the end of your run?
Wow.
On this team. Because you know it's going to happen. I believe Vulcan has died multiple times. Which of your six characters would die at the end of the run?
I'm going to throw out there immediately Wolverine. Like, I think.
Wow.
How?
That guy's been duped for a takedown, you're saying.
He can't be killed.
Yeah. Well, no, he can be killed, but he goes to hell where he has to fight a guy with a sword in order to come back to life. But, like,
yeah,
Ms. Marvel just died and it was bad. Cypher died back in the day. Don't need to kill him again. Dr. Nemesis, could. I don't know how that's going to emotionally affect anybody, but.
He dies and no one cares. You're saying.
Right. People are like, did he die? When did that happen?
Or just retire. What happened?
He's probably gone somewhere. But Wolverine, I feel like, I don't know. Again, I'm not writing the story. We're just talking about, like, in theory, what will happen.
You should write it.
I think if you have an opening arc where Professor X is the villain, like you were saying, that's emotionally traumatic for basically everybody on this team. And if it ends with Wolverine somehow sacrificing himself, that's a shot across the bow, like right off of the first arc. And you're like, what is going to happen in the second arc? That's a comic I'd read.
That's great. Love that. Pete, which of your characters will die at the end of the arc?
Well, originally how I had it written was that Bishop squeezes Professor X's brain, like his skull. Jesus. And Cyclops is Bishop forced.
He doesn't have technically that power, right? He just is that mad.
Just with his bare hands.
Cyclops is like crying and is forced to fucking
Why is kill Cyclops him. There? He's also a villain?
Yeah, Cyclops is also a villain. It's Professor X's, you know, they're at home, you know what I mean? It's like they're X-Men at the fucking mansion, you know what I mean? Like you can't
just
break in and
fight all the other X-Men.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
plot is Professor X. He's just like home watching TV. Your team breaks into his house and squeezes his head until he dies.
Your team, not until he dies.
Your team of X-Men.
And the only thing that Cyclops can do, because X-23 just got him like fucking barbecued up on the wall, is he fucking uses his laser to put Professor X out of his misery.
So you've created a
and
team
it
of villains.
And ends with fucking Bishop just holding his decapitated head.
Wait, so the character that dies at the end of your team is the villain, Professor X.
Yeah, and Cyclops kills him.
That's amazing. Wow.
So the plot of your first arc is knock at the cabin with the X-Men, right? And it's just Cyclops and Professor X there at home, and then a bunch of X-Men. And they're all like, kill Professor X or we're gonna kill you.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything
what are you talking yet? About? No, they break into the fucking mansion. The all yep. hell breaks loose.
It's they're a home
fighting,
invasion.
They're fighting. My team takes them out. And Cyclops.
Oh, they break into the mansion. Not,
yes.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
Wait, Professor X and Cyclops break into the mansion.
No, they're even though there. They live there. My team yeah. breaks it's, into the mansion.
Where do they yes. live? Or I guess they're just always in transport. They're in transport. They're yeah, commuting. Yeah,
exactly.
They don't have a home.
Yeah.
That's why they're so mad. They're like, Professor X has been sitting in this home for too long.
They're kind of like the A-team. You know, when you need them, you call them and they show up.
Who oh, needs yeah, them totally. To kill their friends and mentor?
You'd be surprised. Yeah,
they're halfway to Red Hook on the B-63. They're like, you know what? We got to go up to Westchester and force Cyclops to kill Professor X.
Good thing Blink's with us.
Yeah. Oh, right. What's the plan, guys? Well, Bishop, why don't you squeeze his head? That's where his brain is. Mm-hmm. Well, my favorite you know, thing you said in a list of absolute insanity, Pete, my favorite thing you said was that X-23 has Cyclops barbecued against the wall.
Yeah.
Bishop's power is just to squeeze people's head really hard, right?
That's yeah. Well, I mean, he has good strength.
Oh, yeah, he's crushing their heads. He's the kids in the hall.
I was going to have Warpath do it too, but I mean, I figured
no, he's just standing there
much.
Watching.
Yeah, he's yeah. being like, guys, should we be doing this? It feels weird. We broke into the X-Men.
Which, a place we're welcome into.
Yeah.
Literally anytime.
Yeah, they walk yeah. right in.
That's crazy, a team of villains you created. The character that dies at the end of my first arc is Longshot, sending them on to battle Mojo head to head, and hopefully save Longshot or clone him or whatever.
There we go. Whew, I am spent after that description of Pete's comic book.
That was insane.
Wow. Well, there we go. There's our X-Men draft. Justin, is there any business before we
No, I think why don't we post these three different teams and people can vote in the comments and on our Patreon Slack whose team is best, who gets the first win. And
yeah, post this is very your fun. Teams.
This is very fun. Yeah, post your teams. What do we do right?
And just
what do
to
we do wrong?
Put like a little bow on that, we'll have people vote on it and then talk about it on the live show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the winners. That's great. Okay. Definitely pick the winners. And honestly, this is very fun. We should do this with all sorts of different super teams. Maybe listeners, tell us what we should do next from any super team around the business.
Yeah. If you're watching this on YouTube or wherever, post in the comments. We'll check those out. We'll take a look at that. And yeah, I had a good time.
Very good. To
and
me,
I
my
understand X-Men. Sports now. So that's the most exciting thing for me.
You
hey,
definitely
thanks for
know.
Listening. If you made it all the way through this thing.
That's if this is very entertaining, and if you didn't listen to Pete describing his first story arc, you've made a huge mistake. So shouts.
And if you'd like to support this podcast and all the podcasts we do, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to Facebook and YouTube. Come hang out. We'd love to chat with you about comic books. Apple, Spotify, Android, or the app of your choice to subscribe, listen, and follow the show, but not Google Podcasts. Google Podcasts is going away in March. Please subscribe literally anywhere else. At Comic Book Live on Twitter/X, Comic Book Club Live on TikTok and Instagram, comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. Until next time, we'll see you at draft day. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, thanks. In a way. I feel like someone's squeezing your head until you die.